comes loose to Curry. Curry gets it ahead to Gretzky. Gretzky going in. Suter trying to get back. Gretzky with a shot. He scores!
They're going to try here. Rushing to center and down the wing. It is Marshall! Scores! Marshall! Scores!
Moving on. Rendemore at the far side. That's broken. Here's a break. It is Pisani. Scores! A shorthanded goal for Pisani.
Here comes Connor McDavid, shifting right by Riley, right in. What a goal! My goodness, what a goal by Connor McDavid!
Hey, hey, welcome to the Monday edition of the Locked On Oilers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On and you'll get 20% off your next order. We had some news this weekend as it involved the Edmonton Oilers as they signed Dominic Cahoon to a one-year deal worth $975,000. Excellent signing by Ken Holland. We'll get into all that with Tom Gazzola coming up here in minutes. Of course, Tom Gazzola, your host on the pre and post game shows on TSN 1260 and co-host on the Oil Stream podcast with Dustin Nielsen. Reminder, you can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers and give us a follow at Locked On Pods. And don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. Dominic Cahoon is an Edmonton Oilers. He's coming off a year last season where he split time between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Buffalo Sabres, where he had 31 points in 56 games. In his first year in the NHL 2 years ago with the Blackhawks, in 82 games he had 37 points, so he was going to be around that same mark without the stoppage for COVID this season. 25 years old, he's listed as a center but can play the wing as well. You got to think now he's going to play with Draisaitl. We'll get into all that with Tommy. He was signed in May of 2018 by the Blackhawks, then traded in June of 2019 from the Blackhawks to the Pittsburgh Penguins for defenseman Olli Maatta, and then last year at the deadline traded from the Penguins to the Buffalo Sabres for Connor Sheary and Evan Rodriguez. I really like this. I mean, you 1 year, you either hit it out of the park or even if he's decent, I think you're okay with it. Got good numbers. He's going to get an opportunity to play in the top nine, more likely the top six. You got to think he's going to slide in there beside Draisaitl. That way you can move Nuge up. Even though I'm still not on board with splitting up that line of Draisaitl, Nugent Hopkins, and Yamamoto. But looks like it's going to be McDavid with Nugent Hopkins to start. That's what everybody's kind of speculating. No one really knows the way the world is right now. The season's so up in the air, so we'll wait and see on that. But yeah, Dominic Cahoon probably slides in with Dry just because of the German connection there. I mean, you got to give credit to Ken Holland now. You look at the, Barry, Turris, Puljujarvi, Ennis, now Cahoon, for all just under $9 million. The team has improved offensively. There's more skill. There's more depth. So what's going to happen now? Because you have a lot of guys sitting out now. I mean, depending if you're playing Kyra or Haas on that fourth line, you're probably looking at I'd probably go Kyra there, even though I do like Haas. It's a toss-up, but then you got Nygaard out, Patrick Russell out, right now Alex Chase on, depending on how you have your lines. So that's four guys you have out, and you're bringing in Cahoon now. Someone else has got to step out. Now, Russell, Miners, you can bury him in there. Same with Nygaard. I'm not high on Joachim Nygaard. Chase on, if you can move him, why not? I don't think there's a lot of teams lining up to take him. He's only got 1 year left, so, but outside of that, I don't see interest and Nygaard, Haas, Kyra, Russell, and all those guys. So it's going to be fun. Now we can play around with the Edmonton Oilers lineup once again. I think it's pretty simple. I think that their line's set in stone. Cassian's probably playing with McDavid to start. Again, short term, I don't like that look. Long term, your fourth line, I think your fourth line's the one that, I mean, Archibald's a lock on the right for me. And on the left, you're probably going James Neal. And then in the middle, like I said, it's between Haas and Kyra. But Dominic Cahoon, and it was funny because last week, I know there was a fan or something that tweeted it out that Cahoon started following the Oilers on Instagram. Cahoon deleted that, so we kind of went away from that. We were like, well, what's going on here? And then news breaking yesterday out of Germany that his agent had said that he had signed, and then we got confirmation from the big dogs like Elliot Friedman and Ryan Reshog later on in the evening, and you knew it was going to be made official today. So at least we got something to talk about to kick off the week. Again, we're going down to less shows since we are in the off season. Not a lot going on, so there won't be four or five 5 a week. It'll be more like 2-3 a week. And we'll always jump on when there's breaking news with the Edmonton Oilers or if there's a big trade or signing elsewhere as well. But yeah, we're just toning it down here until we get up and running again with an NHL season. Keep those downloads coming. I truly appreciate them. Podcast is doing well. But we're going to be joined by Tom Gazzola, of course, from TSN 1260. As we talk about the latest signing for your Edmonton Oilers, once again, it's Dominic Cahoon on a one-year deal worth $975,000. A great, great deal. This one is it's opportunistic, if you want to say, signing by the Edmonton Oilers. I'll be honest, I'm a little surprised that he signed for that amount of money. I thought maybe he'd just be over $1 million, but Kenny Holland doing some good work. I know he's still taking heat for Mike Smith and Andreas Athanasio, but man, you got to be really impressed. I named all the guys he signed for under $9 million. I mean, yeah, has he missed on some? For sure, of course. And no one knew COVID was going to hit when the Athanasio trade went down and all that. You just move on. It didn't work out. And then the Mike Smith, really, there's no one else out there, and they didn't have a ton of money, and they decided to go Tyson Berry route instead of getting a $3-4 million goalie. So it all makes sense. Ken Holland, at least in my eyes, doing some good work here. He has improved this team offensively, more skill, and that's never going to be an issue in my eyes. So good on Kenny Holland. We still wait on Oscar Klefbom news. You have to think he's going to sit out the this upcoming season. Ethan Bear, what is he going to sign for? He will get signed, people. I saw people on Twitter saying, what about Ethan Bear? Like a little bit of panic there. Don't worry. He's not going anywhere. He will be signed. And then I still think the Oilers bring in another defenseman to kind of play that 6th, 7th role behind their top six right now. That's Darnell Nurse, Ethan Bear, Adam Larson, Tyson Berry, Chris Russell, and Caleb Jones. All right, Tom Gazzola from TSN 1260 joins me next. You can connect with him on Twitter at Tom Gazzola. You're listening to the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Built Bar is the best protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I'm your host, Hernan Salas, and I'm pleased to be joined by my good buddy and colleague, Tom Gazzola from TSN 1260, your pre- and post-game host on the station. Tommy, we had some news on the Edmonton Oilers, something I didn't think we'd have until closer to the end of the year into next. And it was a name that's been talked about around these parts for a few weeks now. Dominic Cahoon signs a one-year deal with the Edmonton Oilers. I mean, you have to applaud Ken Holland with some of the work he's done this offseason, eh?
I think so. I mean, the forward unit is even better now than it was yesterday before we heard that news was breaking that this was going to actually happen. And the Oilers forward unit was already pretty solid. The question marks are on the blue line and certainly in goal. But, you know, what Ken Holland's been able to do in free agency in the offseason here has been respectable and good in a lot of ways, too. I mean, this team on paper looks like it should be in the mix for one of the top spots in the Pacific Division when hockey gets going again. And now all of a sudden you bring in Dominic Cahoon and you get him on a relatively cheap deal and, you know, low risk, potential high reward for a guy that could be an asset for your team, certainly bolsters your top nine, could be playing with Leon Draisaitl and really emerging as a bona fide NHL player, which I think is fair to say he is. I mean, he's only been in the league for a couple of years, but respectable numbers to this point. I know he's bounced around. He's been desired by teams that have traded for him. And now all of a sudden he finds himself with his fourth team in a 3-year span, Nanso. But this is a good signing for the Oilers. I didn't think it was likely given the amount of depth that the Oilers had on the blue line, or pardon me, at forward, and the lack of cap space. But now we're just waiting for the Oscar Klefbom LTIR chip to fall, and then now there's 15 forwards signed, and it's going to squeeze couple of guys out here, I think.
Yeah, Tommy, you brought it up there briefly about him probably playing with Draisaitl. Because I know you've been, I know when you did your Oiler lines with Dusty a few weeks ago and I had you on and we were a little different there, but now it makes sense that you can have Nugent with McDavid and just like Cahoon on the left side with Draisaitl, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the fact that he plays all three positions up front too gives you even more flexibility. I still think Nugent Hopkins will be with McDavid to start.
Yeah.
They really want to make sure McDavid has a bona fide high offensive skill, prowess type of player. And we've seen Dave Tippett really stick with Nugent Hopkins with McDavid. Although that line with Nugent Hopkins, Drysdale, and Yamamoto was so good, Nanso, just so good. There's flexibility here. You can slide guys around. It's fine. It's a really good problem to have, honestly. And this just adds to that. And maybe this too, I was thinking when the signing officially was announced, maybe this too allows James Neal to slide back to the right side, which he prefers and is generally pretty productive on. And then it also gives you more depth on the right side. What if Jesse Puljujärvi has a slow start and needs to find his game at the NHL level? What if Kailer Yamamoto comes back and he's not as good as he was last season when he was a bright light for this team when he came to Edmonton after having a strong start to his season in Bakersfield? What if, Alex Chiasson isn't getting into the lineup and he gets squeezed out? What if Zach Cassian's not performing? So you could slide over James Neal to the right side and he could still provide, 15 to 20 goals and 30 to 40 points, and that's pretty respectable. And it just adds to the depth and the flexibility and reemphasizes it.
Now they got tons of options. Like you said, Neal can flip over, who knows what happens with Jesse Puljujärvi, who's a wild card. And then on the left, Ennis can move up, right? Like you have so many different guys. Now for the guys that are going to be sitting out here, looking at it this morning, I mean, Nygaard, Patrick Russell, looks like Alex Chiasson's the odd man out. Now if you either go be either Haas or Kyra Center in that fourth line, I mean, you can bury some of these, like Patrick Russell can go to the minors, no issues.
Absolutely.
I don't think Joachim Nygaard, I've never been big on Joachim Nygaard. I don't get some fans in media how they want to see him in the top nine. I just, he doesn't fit for me. So I think those are the two guys that you might see head to Bako, right?
I think that's the most likely. It's almost funny. You forget about Patrick Russell and he re-upped with the team and he was with the team for the first time for a full season last year. So I think it's pretty evident that he'll be, with the AHL team, whether or not they're playing in Bakersfield, that's yet to be determined. But I think Nygaard is a good example of that. And you're right. There's some people that are kind of fixated on him, but unfortunately for him, there's just too much depth on this forward unit and guys that are proven NHLers ahead of Joachim Nygaard. And he has been hurt, often enough that you look at him and you go, geez, maybe he's going to be a good player for your AHL team. And that's the way it's going to be. I mean, you have a lot of forwards on this team now and a lot of NHL caliber forwards, and that's a good problem to have. Again, I'll reemphasize that, and is a sticking point for what should be a solid NHL team next season.
Tom Gazzola joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Of course, the host for the pre and post game shows on TSN's 1260. Tom, I think the top three lines, I think we know who are going to be in the nine there. I mean, it just depends on who you ask, how they have them set up. when you're looking at the Oilers fourth line, and it's crazy because I think only in Edmonton we talk about the fourth line, but who would you have starting center, Kyra or Gaetan Haas? Because listen, I like Haas. I know me and you have always liked him. He plays limited minutes, but you never notice him for the wrong reasons. And Kyra, we've talked about it at length on the postgame show and on this podcast, very inconsistent. But who would you have, I guess, starting there?
I would have Gaetan Haas. I think Gaetan Haas is only going to get better and prove to be more important if he's given a regular role. And I think he can handle it. I think now that he's had a full NHL season under his belt, he understands the rigors of the NHL, how to handle puck battles, and he's got the speed. He's got some skill. So that fourth line, Nanso, I think, at least the way I would set it up if I was the bench boss of this team, is I would have Haas down the middle and Kara on the left side with Josh Archibald on the right. And those guys are also penalty killers. And that's why I emphasize that, because those are three out of four, potentially five or six forwards who play on your PK. But those are three important ones. And if that's going to be a checking line, they have three elements. They have speed, skill, and in terms of Kara, size. And then you want to factor in another trait, and you could say grit too, especially with Archibald and Haas. And I think Archibald brings a lot of grit to the table. So they have good elements. They're penalty killers. They have a role to play outside of just being a checking line. That's why I see that being the fourth line. And then all the skill guys can fight for those positions in the top nine. And that keeps those guys on edge, and it makes them have to work and compete to stay in the lineup. And if that's the scenario you're building, then that's a good thing, because guys are going to stay hungry. They're not going to get complacent, you would think. And that just pushes the bar further up for expectation and performance.
So now we look forward to, you know, Ethan Bear is going to get done. I don't think Oilers fans should be worried about that. It's probably going to be a 2-3 year deal. You got to think of Bridge. And then Tom, I still think we're all leaning towards Oscar Clefbaum's probably going to sit out the year.
At this point, yeah, it's all but, you know, it's all but official pretty much.
Yeah. So I think Ken Holland has one more move left, and I think it's got to be another defenseman. I'm not saying a high-end top four guy, but he still has to bring in a guy to spell off, let's say, Caleb Jones or Chris Russell, right?
I think so. Or you just grow from within and
Willie Lagesson?
Oh, no. I think there's better options than William Lagesson. Nothing against William Lagesson, but I think he's fallen down the depth chart. He's serviceable, and he's worked hard to stay, you know, in the mix with the Oilers as a prospect for all these years. But I think if anything, especially if they do expand rosters, I think maybe it's time to start giving Evan Bouchard a look.
Okay.
And if you don't want to go out and spend money and get a guy that might be hanging around still in free agency. The other thing too, Natso, is the guys that are out there, if they don't get deals, you can bring them in on PTOs and they can earn a deal. But I think we're getting close to the point where Bouchard has to start playing. Mm-hmm. And he had a very strong rookie season in the AHL. He's playing in Sweden now. I still think, I'll reemphasize, my viewpoint on this is I think in terms of NHL ready, I think he's still just a bit ahead of Broberg. And in time that those two are going to be pillars on the blue line for sure for this club. But I think Bouchard's just a little bit closer. So maybe they look at bringing in Bouchard and letting him play, or they bring in a couple of PTO guys, let them compete for a job, and they could be that 6-7 defenseman.
Yeah, and you made a good point, I think, a few weeks ago where you said there's probably going to be expanded rosters. I mean, Bouchard's probably, yeah, he can probably play and be there. And again, I just, when I look at the top six, I kind of think, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure Bouchard can play, Tom. I who sits out, right? Like a Jones is probably the only guy I'd look at. But yeah, I mean, there's options there for the Edmonton Oilers.
And guys get hurt, Nanso, too. Yeah, we've seen guys on this blue line get hurt quite a bit. So if you have an Evan Bouchard waiting in the wings, if a guy's hurt and you feel like you can sit him out for a game to rest him up, then you get Bouchard in there. Maybe there's more of an onus to do it. And then if this was a regular year, I just want to add this. If this was a regular traditional season, I'd probably be saying, hey, just put Bouchard back in the minors to start out, and then entice him by saying, hey, if you're good, we're going to bring you up. You're going to be our first call. But we don't know where the Condors are going to play, if they're going to start the year north of the border because of the border restrictions or what. Mm-hmm. So maybe given the scenario that we're faced with, the best bet for him would just to be with the Oilers to start the season and then get him some playing time. It's such a toss-up right now, and that's why it throws everything into flux.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, just the way the world is right now, Tom, like we're seeing the second wave hit hard, and like you said, we have, I know the AHL has a date, a targeted date, but who knows if they get going at all, and then, like you said, the border restrictions and all that. It's interesting times, Tom, as we head towards the end of the year, and we'll see what happens with the NHL, the AHL junior and all that. Tom, thank you so much for taking the time to join me to talk about the latest signing for the Edmonton Oilers, Dominic Cahoon. What's up?
Yes. One more update for you, Natso. This is a little bit of a news thing because I know it's slow. And thank you for having me, by the way. I always appreciate coming on. So October 15th, training facilities and team facilities opened up to players around the league. And as of yet, no Oilers have taken part from what I've been told, but that's expected to start next week at the Oilers training facility, which is Rogers Place.
So that's, I saw that as well. So like players are just, because no one really knows. So the guys just want to be ready, right? So they're going to be training and being in town. And so they don't have to, you know, come in and then do the 14-day quarantine and all that. Yeah, so it'll be fascinating to see how many Oilers drop in here, right?
Yep, they're expecting them starting next week. So interesting, things are kind of slowly starting to turn back up again.
Well, Tom, this is going to be it's an important week, especially down south. I know everybody's going to keep in tabs on that tomorrow. We'll see where we are with COVID and all that. But Tom, some news for the Edmonton Oilers, which is always great. And thanks again for taking the time to join me.
De nada, senor!
Once again, a big shout out to my buddy, Tommy G, for joining joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast as we talked about the newest Edmonton Oiler, Dominic Cahoon. We talked about who's going to be the odd man out, what's left for Ken Holland to do, and all that. So let me know, question of the day, which line would you slide Dominic Cahoon on? Is it with Draisaitl? Is it with McDavid? Is it on the third line? He's not playing on the fourth, I'll tell you that. But yeah, let me know. Where do you see the fit? Is it the obvious with Leon Draisaitl and Kalari Yamamoto? So we'll wait and see, but another good signing by Ken Holland here as he gets Cahoon at 975K for 1 year. The top nine of the Edmonton Oilers definitely improved. All right, let's wrap up this edition of the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'll be back with you on Wednesday for another podcast. As like I said in the opening, we're cutting down the episodes as it's a slow time around the NHL, so we'll be going 2-3 times a week. Unless something breaks again regarding the Edmonton Oilers, I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Producer Miguel is flashing the red light, so let's wrap up this edition of Locked On Oilers. Remember, you can connect with me on Twitter at HernandTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. And don't forget to subscribe and download on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. And while you're there, please leave us a great review. I'm HernandTheMan talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Chat in a few days.